Funny language mistakes. It's easy to make mistakes when you're learning a language. Most errors are completely understandable, but a few are also quite funny, as these examples clearly show.
Wait. I went for dinner with the family of a German boyfriend I had once. We were talking about food, dieting, and weight loss, and I wanted to politely tell his mom that I thought she was very slim. But unfortunately, I used the German word schlimm, which I thought meant slim. No one said anything at the time, but a few days later, I found out that schlimm means bad. So instead of telling my boyfriend's mom I thought she was slim, I'd had told her she was bad.
Washing. I was teaching in a class of international students when one of them started laughing. At the time, my students were practicing the present simple, talking about their morning routines. One of them said, "Every morning I wash my face." All of a sudden, this French guy in class started giggling. I asked why he thought it was so funny, and he told me that the way the other student had pronounced the word face made it sound like the French word fesse, which means bottom. So the French guy had heard, "Every morning I wash my bottom," which he obviously found extremely funny.
Cleaning. I was a teacher in a class of Spanish students once when one of my pupils made a funny mistake. We were practicing the past simple and the students were making sentences describing what they'd done at the weekend. One of them said, "Last weekend I whipped the house." When I told the class what whip meant, they all started laughing, and the other student went red. I think he'd got confused with the name of the cleaning detergent, Whip Express, perhaps thinking that whip was also a verb that meant to clean.
Swimming. After completing a couple of lengths in a swimming pool in Spain, I noticed an elderly lady who seemed to be having difficulty breathing. I wanted to ask if she was all right, but as my Spanish wasn't very good at the time, the only thing I could think of was to ask her if she was cansada, which means tired. However, instead of using the word cansada, tired, I said casada, which means married. So, I ended up asking a very elderly lady in a swimming pool about her marital status. Alarmed, she turned around and swam off. I soon realized my mistake and thought about swimming after her to explain, but decided it would probably just make matters worse.